about the due diligence with players, their mental makeup, playing on winners, etc. I'm hearing all this, and all I can think about is Adam Dunn. I'm thinking about a guy who has always been himself. There were reasonable expectations for what he could do based on what he had done.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a guy who has had easy situations, who hasn't played under pressure, and who now, based on the recent quotes to Yahoo, has said, well, it's not fun, I'll just walk away. I wonder about his mental makeup. Do you?
Well, if in fact he feels that way, if it's not fun, then he'll walk away. I can't believe that he's throwing a party every day this season. This season can't be a whole lot of fun for him because this has been a really frustrating year. So if it gets to the point where it is no longer fun and he wants to walk away, I got a feeling there's nobody in Chicago going to stop him.
But do you think there was scouting that could have been done? There were questions that could have been asked before $56 million was handed to him, that somebody could say, is this the right guy for this team at this time in this town?
Well, look, I do know that there are very smart people in the front office of the Chicago White Sox. And I think the questions were probably asked. I just don't know how many went to talk to Adam face-to-face and got the type of response that he probably was going to give them. I had an opportunity last year to talk with Adam face-to-face in Washington, and I talked about the prospect of coming to Chicago. And, you know, it was interesting. In my role, I'm doing that because I want to research the game and I want to figure out exactly what the Washington Nationals first baseman thinks about the coming up off season, because he was going to be a free agent. He was going to be one of the high profile free agents at first base, and he was a guy that had put together some big numbers. But the thing that jumps out at you, we've talked about this quite a bit, boys, is number one, when you've only played in the National League, when you've never been a designated hitter, when you've never played on a winning team, when the best team you've ever been with is 82-80, when you've never been in a big market, when you've never had intrusive media, when you've never had great expectations, and now you have them, when you've never had a four-year contract, and now you have it, put all of those things together, and from an emotional standpoint, it becomes very difficult to do the same thing you've been doing when you're coasting through a lot of years on also-ran teams. And so that's, you know, I'm not saying you always have to bring in players who played for the Red Sox or players who played for the Yankees, because quite obviously the better players from there you're not going to get. But you can take some guys and get a little bit of an understanding of what kind of guy you're bringing to the organization, and then have a pretty good idea how he's going to fit into your baseball team. And I think they ask those same questions that I am talking to today. I'm not sure about the answers they come up with, but quite obviously they went out on the line, made a huge financial commitment, and to this point you'd have to say it was disastrous. That doesn't mean it has to continue to be that way. I'm just looking at here we are, the second part of July, and it's not working.